Welcome. You're listening to Happy Hour, Crab Radio Live, brought to you courtesy of the Quack House Radio Network, straight from Crab Radio's dungeon. For those of you that might remember the old Trifecta broadcast, this will be loosely based on that, which ended its broadcasting career New Year's Day 2011. We're going to pick up right where that left off and still continue to bring you the best-sounding bootlegs that you'll find anywhere on the web, or at least I think so. Let's move into the rock and roll, but first, I need to let you all know that there is also a chat box window that you can access by pointing your browser at www.quackhouseradio.net and look for Quack House 4 or QH4 channel. We'll be in the chat there as well as possibly other listeners, and you may be able to get some direct feedback there. There's also a little flash player in the corner that may or may not be your method of choice to listen to the stream and might prove to be less cumbersome than Winamp or Windows Media Player or whatever you choose to use. And without further ado, let's move into the bootlegs.
Yowza! The Tune Meister is back in the house. But I hope everybody enjoyed last month with that tribute to Chris Squire from Yes. May he rest in peace. And now it's time for Happy Hour and Crab Radio Underground to move on. In the rock world, the years 1985 and 1986 belong to none other than Dire Straits. On May 13, 1985, Dire Straits released their fifth studio album, the now legendary Brothers in Arms. The disc became the first not only to sell 1 million copies in CD format, but also to outsell its vinyl version. Brothers in Arms would spend 9 weeks at number one in the U.S. charts and 10 in that slot on the U.K. charts. Pretty amazing. The album produced 3 top 20 singles in the U.S. So Far Away at number 19, Walk of Life at number 7, and the monster track Money for Nothing, which went to number one. Money for Nothing received extensive exposure on MTV and was a highlight of the Dire Straits set at Live Aid when Sting joined the band to reprise the backing vocals he provided on the album version of The Jam. Brothers in Arms would win 2 Grammy Awards in 86 and also won Best British Album at the 1987 Brit Awards. The band toured extensively in support of the album, playing over, playing over 247 shows in 100 cities during 85 and 86. This soundboard recording captures Dire Straits on the 26th of April, 1986, on the last night of their tour in Sydney, Australia. Check this one out, and you'll once again want your MTV. But first, a few short words.
Here's what's happening on Quack House Radio. Saturday nights from 8 p.m. till midnight Eastern on QH4, the Tune Master brings you Happy Hour. Saturday nights on QH3 from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. Eastern, Paul Higgins has the Aquarian Moons. Saturday evenings on QH3, Dave DeRay brings you the Saturday Shoutout from 8 p.m. till 10 Eastern. Then through the week on QH3, Dave DeRay brings you the Monday Mayhem from noon till 2. Then on Tuesday, 6 p.m. till 9 o'clock, the Tuesday Titan. Wednesday, the Hump Day Right Away. Thursday, the Thursday Throwdown. And on Friday, the Friday Funk Night. And when you're just ready to get off work Eastern Time at 5 p.m., it's Sam-O Radio. Mondays 5 p.m. till 8 p.m., Tuesday through Friday 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. on QH3. And then the rest of the time, 24 hours a day, it's Donald Duck Landis, playing anything and everything. So your place for entertainment 24-7, QH1, QH2, QH3, and QH4. That's Quack House Radio. Check out our website at quackhouseradio.net.
Welcome to viewers across Australia and New Zealand. Tonight's concert at the Sydney Entertainment Centre is certainly going to be a major event. It is the final concert of an extraordinary world tour by one of the world's hottest bands, Dire Straits. Over the past 12 months, they have toured 25 countries and have performed to an amazing 260 sell-out concerts. In Australia and New Zealand alone, they have performed to over 1 million people. Tonight, through the faculty, through the facilities of the Nine Network in Australia and on TV One Network throughout New Zealand, millions more will be able to witness this brilliant, and I mean brilliant, band in concert in a live-to-air link-up on over 150 stations. The music of Dire Straits covers all ages from 6 to 60, and since the release of their first album in 1978, which was simply titled Dire Straits, their music has been heard on almost every radio station in the Western world, and even, I might add, in many radio stations in the Eastern Bloc and the Third World countries. Their smash hit, Sultans of Swing, made them a household name worldwide. Since then, they have produced 5 albums. Their latest, Brothers in Arms, which was released about a year ago, shot to number 1 nationally the first week of release on the Australian album charts.
A very nervous intro. I'm now in the dressing rooms of Dire Straits, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce Mark Knopfler. Mark, welcome to tonight. Who's the joker sitting next to you, incidentally?
I don't know.
I've seen him hanging around the Siebel for some... Excuse me? No. Ed, the manager of Dire Straits.
Hello,
had to get in first.
That's who you are.
Yes,
hello. Yeah. Nice to meet you at last.
All right, now listen, down to the serious side. How do you and the band feel?
we're such jokers.
Now, how do you feel that it's the sort of the last concert of this world tour? It's really come to an end.
Well, I think it's mixed feelings all around. You know, the road crew have been coming in like old retainers, you know, leaving. They've been with you for a long time. It's like... It's very weird, because, I mean, everybody... You're very conscious of the fact there's a lot of guys that have been putting all their talents and their abilities together to make something work for everybody, and they've done a really great job for us, for the band.
Well, I mean, as a dole.
Well, no, they're not.
But as I said, it's spanned 25 countries in the last year, and 260 concerts. When you first put this tour together and thinking of doing a world tour, did you imagine it to be this big?
No.
And to go for so long?
No. I think it was originally about 6 months.
Right.
And it just grew.
I mean, like when you were telling me just before you were coming out here in LA, you said, I've planned 6 or 7 concerts at the Entertainment Centre in Sydney. It turned out to be 20.
Yeah.
I think it was about 7 in Melbourne. It turned out to be, what, 13?
13, yeah.
It just seemed to go on and on.
Mm.
I mean, did ever get to a stage, just even in this part of the Australasian tour in New Zealand and Australia, that... It'd be another day and you'd think, my God, I've got to go and play again tonight. Did the band yourselves ever feel jaded, Stan?
Yeah, I think if you're doing a long stretch in one place, like 20 nights here in Sydney, you know, you get the feeling that you should have a clocking in machine, you should just be coming after a while.
Right.
And you have to do certain things to try and break the monotony. And we've managed to do that all right, I think. And I think the band's been playing better all the time as well, which is very surprising all around. That the standards have been kept, we've been able to maintain standards all the way through and find new things in the music all the time. The other thing is that I'm very proud of the band and the crew for getting the whole thing sorted out, is the fact that there's a lot of fans there that come in to see the band who aren't necessarily a rock and roll, the fans that would be used to having just a seething mass of real rock and roll fans in there. There's a lot of other people coming in that, I mean, we, for want of a better word, you could kind of call them the tourist bit. They're just curious, that sort of, I'll go and have a look at this. I must see what all the fuss is about. And it's nice to turn them onto it, turn them around during the course of a night.
Well, also with the bands, I mean, a lot of bands sort of say, like, after spending, you know, so much time in a recording studio, and then they have to go out on the road, that it becomes a strain on the band because the members are seeing each other every day. I mean, has there ever been any sort of strain on this band?
Well, we're very hot on the fact that your feet haven't got to smell on the bus, and you know, that you keep your What do you make of faces?
For yourself.
It's kind of like a marriage, I guess, in a way.
It's funny, just before you came in, I was saying that there hasn't been a single fight or even major disagreement between anybody within the crew or within the band.
Right, now, I won't ask you this, I'll ask Ed. Normally the band don't like doing television, and now you're doing like an entire live performance. What motivated you to do that?
Well, one of the reasons it's live. Right. Most television isn't live. And I think that, you know, that process of, you know, the pop TV show where you're miming is boring. But it's nice to be able to thank the people in Australia and New Zealand for the tour, you know. Yeah. It's really that. And it's also for the drug offence campaign.
Right, like, one criticism, if there's been any criticism of the show, and it's a criticism that was also levelled at the Sting show, is that both you and Sting don't talk that much on stage. What's your thoughts on that?
Do you know, I haven't really thought that much about it. Sometimes I've been known to. Sometimes, you know, I haven't really thought.
Whereas other people say, why should they talk on stage? The music speaks for itself.
Well, you said it.
That was a question of performance style, right. I think.
All right.
The thing is, you want the thing to flow a bit. You don't want to keep breaking it up with or too much of this.
Well, listen, we've got 12,000 people out there ready to fire into action as soon as you walk out on stage. We've got millions of viewers in Australia and New Zealand ready to watch this, a very important telecast, simulcast. Just one last question. It's a very important concert, because some of this money of tonight is going to a great cause. All of it is going to such a great cause. Whose idea was that? Collectively, the band?
Yes, I mean, we were made aware when we came to Australia about the drug problem here and the fact that this campaign was about to start. And it seemed, I mean, Australia's given, and New Zealand, have given a lot to us. Right. So it's nice to be able to give something back. Well, I hope the campaign
that'll
works.
Be explained throughout the telecast. Why don't we hold you up? To all the boys, have a great night. And Mark, have a great night. And thank you very much for coming. Again. And for you?
Molly, it's always been a thrill.
Same here, mate.
All right, cheers.
We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you. everything that some commandant spots. Some do the management, some the employee. Everybody knows the same industry of disease. No panic. Get out of workforce, it's disgusting. Nouns, tools, walks. Innocence is injured, experience just talk. Everyone's damaged and everyone agrees. These are classic symptoms of your monetary squeeze. IT great, BBC, talk about the curse. Philosophy useless, theology worse. History falls over, there's an economic tree. Sociologists in man word. Main industrial. Say, I am not surprised to see you here. Got smokers caught from smoking, brothers stripped from drinking beer. Don't know how you came to get those knees, but worst of all, young man, you've got nothing. You won't be a prescription, he said, you're just depressed. I'm glad you came to see me, get this off your chest. Come back and see me later, next patient please. Send in another victim of industrial disease. They got a free speech and the tourists, the police in the trucks. Too many say they're Jesus, one of them's gotta be wrong. He's protesting, and he's singing his protest song. He said, they wanna have a war, keep you on your knees. They wanna have a war, keep their factories. They wanna have a war to stop buying Japanese. They wanna have a war to stop industrial disease. They're pointing out an enemy, keep you deaf and blind. Wanna sap your energy, incarcerate your mind. Any gas you fear, praise sweet. 2 weeks in Hispania, Sunday strip for cheese. Meanwhile, as Jesus says, I cure soon. I'd abolish Monday mornings, Friday afternoons. The other ones out on hunger strike, but dying by degree. Maybe even Jesus gets industrial.
TV Land.
Unbelievable.
So far.
truck of Romeo. It's got the sweets in it. They ain't everybody though. With a love song that he made, he finds that street light. He steps out of the shade. He says something like, you and me, baby, how about it? Juliet says, well, 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 it's home. You nearly give me a heart attack. He's underneath the window, she's singing, hey, now my boyfriend's back. You shouldn't come around here singing up with people like that. What you gonna do about it? Juliet, the dice was loaded on the score, and I bet, and you exploded in my heart, and I forget, a movie song. When you gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong? Come up on different streets, both were streets of shame. Both dirty, both mean. Yes, and the dream was just the same. I dreamed your dream for you, so now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I'm just another one of your deals? When you can fall for chains of silver, you can fall for chains of gold. For pretty strangers than the promises they hold. You promised me everything. Yeah, you promised me thick and thin. Yeah. Now you just say I love you. Now I used to have the same idea. Juliet, when we made love, you used to cry. You said I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. And there's a place. So when you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet. Now don't do the talk, no, like they talk on the TV. I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. Can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. I can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you, where we used to be. All I do is keep the beat, rock and roll company. And all I do is kiss you to the bars of a rhyme. I do the stars with you, babe. Anytime, Juliet. When we made love, you used to cry. You said I love you like the stars above. You said I love you till I die. And there's a place for us. You know the movie song. So when you're gonna realize it was just that the time.
he steps out of the shade, he says, you and me, babe, how about it? How about
special information. It's in the diary. This is my investigation. It's not a public inquiry. Checking out a report. I'm digging up the dirt. Now you get to meet all sorts. And this is the way to work. A treachery and treason. There's always an excuse for it. And when I find a reason, I can't get used to it.
light's gonna play that thing. And he doesn't mind if he doesn't make that fancy scene. Got a daytime job, he's doing quite alright, thank you very much. Save it up all Friday night.
lady said, some people can be bad. The things they do, the things they say. But baby, I'll chase away those bitter tears. I'll chase away those restless fears that turn your blue skies into gray. Why worry? They should be after pain. There should be sunshine after rain. These things have always been the same. So why worry now? Why worry sense of what I do, and I know it isn't hard to say. But baby, in this old world seems mean and cruel, love comes shining red and gold, and all the rest is by the way. Should be after pain. There should be sunshine after rain. These things have always been the same. Thank you.
the satin bowls and their bells. Prehistoric garbage truck got the city to themselves. Echoes and roars, dinosaur, they are all doing a monster mash. The taxis and the horse are only taking calls and cash. Don't know how it happened, it all took place so quick. But all I can do is hand it to you and your latest trip. Standing open, security went laid back and laughed. It was only my heart got broken. You had a pass key made out of wax. You play robbery with insolence. I'm playing the blues in 12 bars down the lover's lane. And you never did have the intelligence to use the keys hanging off of my chain. Don't know how it happened. It all took place so quick. But all I can do is hand it to you and your latest trick. Where's past last call for alcohol? Last recall has been here and gone. The landlord, he finally paid us all. Satin chairs, man, I put away their home. And I'm standing outside of this wonderland, looking sober, even sober, like a Bowery bomb when he finally understands. The ball's empty, man, nothing left. Don't know how it happened. It was faster than the eye could fly. But all I can do is hand it to you and your latest trick.
Hang on, Jack's going to take a picture of you.
Hey, Jackie. Jack.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Francis Ford, Sonny. Well, nice to see the fans. Nice to see a few tourists, too. Introduce you to the Dire Straits rock and roll band on the bass guitar. We have Mr. John Hillsley. Going through his film noir period on guitar, Mr. Jack Sonny. Flute and saxophone, Mr. Chris White. Sporting the new surfing look on keyboards, Guy Fletcher. On drums, we have what makes up part of the Welsh contingent, Mr. Terry William. Keyboards, Alan Clark. Oh, Jack, you need a nice... Where are you? Where's he? Where? Oh, there he is. Pose it, man, pose it, yeah. Really, that sounds strange. I just broke a nail doing that little dance with you, man. You know that?
You got some clippers?
I'm just going to bite as I go, if you know what I mean. Hang on.
Such an animal.
Right?
Such an animal.
I know. See, I've only got half of it, so the best thing to do is get rid of this half. And then... just do it in the raw. All right. Get some clippers from somewhere, man. I'm all shook up. We'll be right back.
Custom. ascension everywhere. Steeple chasing the palace in any shooting gallery where promises are made. But a rock away, rock away. Rock away, rock away. From Calico Woods and Whitley Bay. How to rock away. Girl, it looks so pretty to me. Like it always did. Like the Spanish city to me. When we were kids. Girl, it looks so pretty to me. Like it always did. Oh, like the Spanish city to me. When we were.
Make war on our brothers and I. The band are going to kill me for this, but for all you out there in television land, you haven't seen the impromptu musical efforts we've had from the band during the commercial breaks. They did one that was great, Waltzing Matilda. The only way we, in this country, when we applaud a winner of our own, is to sing Waltzing Matilda as one of our national songs. If the band would do the accompaniment, I want all of you 12,000 on behalf of Australia and New Zealand to at least join in and sing Waltzing Matilda. That's our way of thanking you.
Thank you. All right, now we've done about, I can't remember how many shows it is, about 230. This is the last one on the tour. It's been a pretty big one. In fact, I think it's been the biggest one ever. And the first people I'd just like to thank very quickly for making it that way is the band. Because I think that we did all those shows, and I don't think they ever played a bad one for me. So thanks, lads, very much. And secondly, I'd just like to thank this amazing road crew of ours who are all heroes, including the Aussies, isn't it? And it's not usual that you'll find us thanking promoters and stuff, but Gary Van Egmond is a happening gentleman, and he's done a very good job over here, and all his people, as well as our own, Mr. Ed Bicknell and all of the damage management people, Paul Cummins, etc. So, finally, just want to thank everybody here down here in Australia, and everybody who's watching in New Zealand as well, for making this a great time. So we'll see you down the road sometime. Okay, now you be good to one another. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.
It is.
How do you feel? What holiday are you going to take?
I'm going home, mate. I'm going home.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you enjoyed it?
Oh, I've loved it.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's great. It's
have you ever worked so hard in the last 12 months?
I've worked pretty hard. I've also had a really, pretty relaxed time.
That's great.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. John?
Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you very much, and thank
great.
You.
You're nice one.
Yeah, you take care.
See you again.
Yeah, for sure. Mark? Yeah. Thanks again, mate.
All right, Bobby.
We won't see you for a while. See you, fellas. See you, Ed. All right, they're just leaving the entertainment centre now. It's been a great concert. It's been a great telecast. We'll all take a breather, and we'll be back in a moment. Well, that brings us to the end of this entire historical, I think, broadcast. It's one that's gone to New Zealand. It's a group that has taken the time to spend a lot of time in both New Zealand and Australia, to go to places, including Townsville, Rockhampton, to start off the concert in Australia and Hobart, that have taken the time to go to the Australian people. They couldn't go to everyone, and then they took the time, when they hate television, to do a live show. You've seen it tonight. I think it's an effort in itself. When you talk about Dire Straits fans, they're leaving the audience now, and it comes from this young one here. Say hello.
Hello.
To ride up, as I said before, from 6 to 60. It's been worthwhile. And tonight, as I said before, Waltzing Matilda, thank you, Dire Straits, not only for spending the time in this country and giving us great entertainment, but for also for taking the care about the problems that we face this country. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's telecast. There's one team I want to thank, is the excellent Channel 9 team who've covered tonight, and I include them all, and I've got to especially thank Peter Feynman. It's been a hard job tonight, and I thank you, Peter, because your direction has been brilliant. I'll say good night, and it's back to all the stations, back to my hometown, where I'm sure Daryl and Ozzy and the team are ready to go again. Thank you, Australia, and good night, New Zealand.
And yeah, Dire Straits, that's a good example as to why they own the 85 and 86 era. Brothers in Arms sold 1 billion copies on CD. It was the first. And that was a great concert.